Good morning. This is the Frank Mitchell phone, and I want to speak to Liam McHugh. Liam, how's the form? Good morning.
Hello, Frank. I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
I'm very, very well, Liam. The last time I met you, we were on a stage, and this was a special awards ceremony, and you got the sort of shock of your life as you were given a very special honour, very deserved honour. The crowd stood to applaud you. Just remind us why you were being honoured, Liam, because this is very relevant to why we have you on the programme today.
Okay, Frank. It was the Ulster Herald Sports Personality of the Year Awards here locally in our area in County Tyrone, and I was awarded a Lifetime Achievement Award for my services to athletics, I suppose, through running marathons, but especially for a cause very close to my heart, which is cystic fibrosis, and all the money goes to the Cystic Fibrosis Trust.
Yeah, how many of these marathons and, have you run?
I think it's 24, something like that, Frank. 11 London marathons. I don't really count. Even my medals, I'm not too bothered. I give most of them away. It's the money that I raise which is the most important thing. And I think I remember that night whenever you called me up to the stage, and I got such a shock because I honestly knew nothing about it. And my daughter Rachel had a video done 6 weeks previous, which was up on the screen then behind us, and it was very emotional. But I remember saying to you, I was something like 7,000 or 8,000 away from reaching my milestone of 200,000 raised for cystic fibrosis since Rachel was born.
And
10 o'clock that night before the London Marathon, I reached the 200,000. So it was amazing.
It's a great amount of fundraising to be doing. And there's the, you know, cystic fibrosis and trying to keep the awareness of the battle in relation to cystic fibrosis is the reason that you're here this morning, because you mentioned Rachel, and you know, this incredibly beautiful young woman came up on the stage as well, and she was on the video and she was talking about you, and she's been coping with cystic fibrosis since birth.
That's right, Frank. Rachel was diagnosed at 6 weeks old through a heel prick test that the midwife comes out and does on every newborn child, and it was such a shock to us. We didn't know what it was. We hadn't got a clue, and when we looked into it then and done a bit of research, we found out that the life expectancy at that time was around 16 years of age, and our life had just ended on that news, Frank. It was just unbelievable, and you know, things have moved on, and Rachel's now 26 years of age, and thankfully, you know, she's on this wonder drug called Orkambi, which there's a massive campaign going on in the whole of the UK at the minute for this drug to try and get it approved on the NHS, and we're fighting hard at the minute, and there's a lot of momentum going at the minute, and as I say, Rachel's 26 years of age now, and she'll be Dr. Rachel McHugh now before the end of this year in psychology. She's doing so well on the drug Orkambi, and it's a transformation. And people are dying, Frank, as we speak, because we can't get this drug approved. It's sitting on the shelf, readily available. And, you know, our town in Castledeirg are very proud to hear the great news about wee Billy Caldwell, who's from our town, getting his cannabis oil approved to keep his life going. And you know, we're in the same boat as Billy and Billy's mum. You know, we're fighting to try and get a drug as well approved, because I've known so many people that have died of cystic fibrosis because of that drug sitting on the shelf, and they haven't had a chance to get a go on it. And it's just mad. And all I can say about the whole thing, Frank, is what price do you put on a life? And really, there's talks going on between the NHS and Vertex, the pharmaceutical company at the minute that owns the drug, and you know, one's bashing against the other, saying that you have to be more transparent, and one's saying, you know, we don't know, it's confidentiality contracts and all the rest, and we don't know what the prices are and who's bidding what. And the start is £104,000 per year, which is very expensive for the drug. And I think the NHS initially offered 30,000, so there's a lot of work to be done in between. And most people know across the border in Ireland, Frank, last year they got Orkambi approved. And I was actually on Spotlight Special last night. Me and my wife was invited up to it. And, you know, Jim Alistair spoke about that the United Kingdom was the fifth wealthiest economic country in the world, and that Ireland and Greece and countries like that were just debt-ridden countries. And I quickly jumped in and just said I was so glad that Jim brought that up, because I'm just wondering how these debt-ridden countries like Ireland and Greece can give their patients in their countries cystic fibrosis drug, or can be, and this wealthy country like the UK can't. You know, and but I was shot down. I was just told this is not a valid subject at the minute, and let's move on. So, but I got my point out there anyway on TV, on national TV, which was good.
You know, well, it's a campaign. Yeah, but it's a campaign that you've been fighting for the best part of 26 years, or certainly since you've been fighting the cystic fibrosis campaign for the 26 years, but this particular drug in more recent times, and it's a campaign that you're not going to allow to drop. How does Rachel manage to get the drug?
Well, that's a good question, Frank. We were very lucky, because almost 5 years ago, Rachel was asked to take part in clinical trials, and she was one out of 12 people in Northern Ireland that was asked. I think there was something like 24 or 28 in all of the UK. So she was asked to take part in clinical trials by Professor Stuart Elborn, who was her consultant at the City Hospital at the time. And he said to Rachel, there's trials going on. This drug is really good. It's the phase 3 trials. A lot of the side effects and stuff have been looked at and sorted, and I think it would be ideal for you. So she said to Professor Elborn that if you think it's good enough, I'll go for it. And she spent whatever it was amount of time. We were going up to Belfast from Castlederg every single week for about 6 hours every Friday, and but that didn't matter. Like, but her health dramatically improved, Frank. And at the end of the trials, because Rachel took part in the trials, Vertex, the pharmaceutical company, told us that Rachel could keep taking the drug indefinitely. And to me, I suppose Rachel's a great advertisement for Orkambi, because when it's put her lung functions up by 19%, she's gained over a stone of weight, you know, all her health has improved dramatically and stuff like that. So if Vertex is trying to sell this drug to the NHS, Rachel's a great advertisement for it, and that's why they're keeping her on it. And you know, we're very grateful for that. And people are saying to me, you know, sure, Rachel's on the drug now. Sure, what are you bothered about? But, you know, that's not the right attitude at all. My attitude is I know how good this drug is, and everybody should get a chance to get on it. And, you know, I'll just give you some details, Frank. It's a precision medicine, or can be, that tackles the underlying cause of cystic fibrosis rather than the symptoms. For years, all we had was stuff that was just tackling the symptoms of CF, but now, for the first time, Orkambi tackles the underlying cause. It gets straight in there. And it's been proven to slow decline in lung function by 42%, which is unbelievable. It reduces the number of infections that requires hospitalizations by 61%. So in July 2016, when NICE, the governing body for the NHS, deemed or can be effective but not cost effective, which meant it was too expensive, we have now been able to submit more data, like the decline in lung function, like the hospitalizations and stuff like that, and put forward the amount of money it costs for IVs, the amount of money it costs for a hospital bed, the amount of money it costs for patients being in ICU, which can be maybe £1,500 a day. And that totally outweighs the price of the amount of some cystic fibrosis patients being in hospital for almost 10 months of the year. So it's actually going to save money. But as well, Frank, we know that $104,000 is too expensive, and we need Vertex to get real and come down in their price, and we need the NHS to get real and get a realistic price going. And, you know, we had a petition as well just before Christmas there, Frank, or at around the New Year's time, and we got 100,000 signatures in 10 days all over the UK. And I'm very proud to say that here in my part of Tyrone, West Tyrone, we came top of the poll. We were number one in the whole of the UK that signed the petition. So that shows you how much support we have.
Well, I'm not surprised they're supporting you, Liam, because you're a heck of a campaigner and you make a great pitch on behalf of people who are suffering with cystic fibrosis. And I do hope that the government and indeed the drugs company can come to some sort of arrangement, because it does seem to be working so well. And the Republic of Ireland leading the way, as you've said, with this particular drug, and the evidence seems to be, from what I'm reading, from what I'm hearing, that it is a drug of the future. You're a heck of a campaigner. When just briefly, Liam, when's the next marathon?
Not sure yet, Frank. Well, I'll always do London every year. Always do London. Not sure. Maybe I might do Dublin again by October time, but London's a big one. It's a big fundraiser for me. So I just love the atmosphere and I love the crowds. And this year, the heat was just unbelievable. It was like 3.5 hours in a sauna. It was so hot, but glad to get it done. Frank, could I just mention as well that Orkambi is available in the likes of Austria, Denmark, Germany, Luxembourg, Italy, Greece, United States, Ireland, and just 3 days ago it was approved in Sweden. So all these countries, they're all moving along, they're all getting on and getting Orkambi. But as well, Frank, we are trying to get a pipeline deal of drugs approved, because there's another drug that has come out now called Simdeco.
Right, Liam, I'm not going to have time to go into Simdeco, but I do hope that you get where you are going to with this particular campaign. And indeed, National Cystic Fibrosis Day will be on Friday, so it's a very timely conversation. Liam, thanks for highlighting it with us. Thank you.
Can I just say that we're having a protest outside the City Hall in Belfast this Friday at 12 o'clock sharp, and it's Wear Yellow Day for Cystic Fibrosis Week.
Okay.
And we're looking for as many people as possible to come along and support us outside the City Hall at 12 o'clock on Friday.
Liam, thank you.